With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They have targeted U.S. military personnel on more than 50 occasions recently, along with commercial shipping in the Red Sea. And Houthi rebels, backed by Iran and based in Yemen, are not letting up. There were several attacks on commercial vessels over the weekend, and a U.S. warship had to defend itself.
The military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility. The attacks mark an escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Central Command adds the attacks jeopardize the lives of international crews representing multiple countries around the world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facing outside pressure to agree to another ceasefire while committed to wiping out Hamas, Israel racing to inflict as much damage on the terrorist group as fast as it can. The Israeli military is widening its ground offensive, bombing targets across the Gaza Strip, while warning civilians to evacuate the southern town of Khan Yunis. The Pentagon says the remains of five American service members are within the wreckage of an Air Force Osprey aircraft. It crashed off the coast of southwest Japan last week. The crash site has been found. Crews now involved in recovery operations. The Osprey crashed during a training mission. Also, at SRNNews.com, we can expect a flurry of economic reports this week with an emphasis on the job market. The Labor Department releases a November employment report on Friday, with the experts predicting an increase of 175,000 non-farm jobs last month. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 91 points. This is SRN News. Gay marriage gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is condemning the surge of anti-Semitism across Europe that has followed the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of the vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites that took place under the authority of the Nazis. This is SRN News. Ongoing redistricting issues in the Bayou State.
Louisiana lawmakers have until the end of January to draw and pass new congressional boundaries to replace the current map that a federal judge says dilutes the power of the state's black voters. Republican Governor-elect Jeff Landry has vowed to call a special session once he's inaugurated January 8th. Louisiana's current GOP-drawn map has white majorities in five of six districts, despite the fact black people account for one-third of the state's population. Jason Walker reporting.
Spotify says it's axing 17% of its global workforce in the music streaming service's third round of layoffs this year. It's trying to slash costs while focusing on becoming profitable. CEO says jobs being cut is part of what he calls a strategic reorientation. More details, SRNNews.com.